This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's decision to stop a President Trump-era State Department investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has two Senate Republicans requesting information on why he would stop the fact-finding process. Senators Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, and Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, wrote a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and President Biden saying, "We write to request information regarding recent reports that President Joe Biden's team shut down an investigation into the origins of the pandemic, which included examining the theory that the virus originated in a lab in Wuhan, China." U.S. House members plan to introduce two bipartisan bills Friday. The first bill, the Made in America Emergency Preparedness Act, would establish a 9/11-style bipartisan commission. The second bill, Never Again International Outbreak Prevention Act, calls for allowing grieving families to sue China by stripping sovereign immunity from it and other countries. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get an update from the deadly shooting near the airport in San Jose, California this week. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The death toll from the mass shooting at a Northern California light rail yard increased to 10, including the gunman. The attack occurred at the Valley Transportation Authority in San Jose on Wednesday. 8 people died immediately. The gunman also killed himself. Investigators are still trying to determine why maintenance worker Samuel Cassidy shot 9 co-workers and then killed himself. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo said the victims knew the shooter well. Officials say Cassidy started a fire at his home before he left for the shooting. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith said that Cassidy fired off 39 rounds and appeared to target specific victims.
After 5 successful flights, NASA's Ingenuity helicopter on Mars experienced an in-flight anomaly. On May 22nd, Ingenuity began adjusting its velocity and tilting back and forth in an oscillating pattern. The helicopter landed safely as NASA investigates. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, is being sued by several media outlets for her racist actions, limiting interviews by people based on the color of their skin. Judicial Watch and the Daily Caller News Foundation are seeking justice. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, tells Fox News, Lightfoot's actions are wrong on many levels.
Well, we have this crazed woke approach to everything, and it's basically designed to discriminate against people because of their race, categorize people by groups, and in this day and age, to have a government official deny access to reporters or any other American based on their race is just extraordinary. This is a civil rights lawsuit we filed for Thomas against the First Amendment and a law known back in the day as the Ku Klux Klan Act. It's incredible that we have to apply this law to the mayor of Chicago who sent out a letter detailing her effort to discriminate on the basis of race. This is a racist abuse of power, and we can philosophically disagree with this craziness, critical race theory, equity, and all of that. But this is a question of legality. The law's got to address this, and this isn't a matter of difference of philosophy. This is a question of whether the rule of law applies to the mayor of Chicago.
The complaint alleges that Lightfoot has since granted at least one interview request from a self-identified Latino reporter. but declined or failed to respond to interview requests from white reporters. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop to hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you. My prayer is that you pause with the family for a moment. And consider those really who we honor on, this weekend, particularly Memorial Day. Those are the ones that paid the ultimate price. I say them and their families that paid the ultimate price for us to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy today. So, sadly, because America, of the mindset that it's in, a bit distracted, we overlook these hallowed days. And this is a most hallowed day when you consider, again, the ultimate price that our citizens paid, that we can enjoy the freedoms, to be able to get together with our families and have a hot dog, you know, with or without a mask. Sadly, I think for Joe Biden, he might be a little upset that we didn't wait until July 4th to get the families together. But, you know, thank God. On the bright side, John Whitehead, that families are going to come together. And, yes, this is the start of the summer season. But, again, I hope that they would have just a moment to reflect on why Memorial Day? Because, as we know, you know, civics is not being taught in school today. And, you know, a lot is getting lost in translation. And I think it's quite ironic that we have the socialist movement in this country. And here we are honoring our dead on Memorial Day.
Yeah, I think it's a very important, day. Yeah, I'm a former infantry officer. My father served in World War II. My uncle served in the Korean War. And, they went over for one reason. They believed that they wanted to keep this country free. They were fighting for freedom. And my dad always said that. He said he was kind of different. He said, I didn't really fight for a flag. I fought for freedom. Mm-hmm. I want to keep this country free. And he taught me a lot of principles, basically, that. That's, you know, the work I do at the Rutherford Institute was basically bred out of my my father, you know, who, was a former veteran who was at Normandy, by the way. People, you know, he saw the big battles. He was in France and Britain. And so, again, I think get together with your family, just celebrate, remember those who have had enough intestinal fortitude to take a stand for truth. And, again, it's not something easy to do, by the way, especially in the middle of a crazy war like World War II and stuff like that.
Exactly. Well, I like what Charles Krautheimer, the late Charles Krautheimer, would do. He would have people, you know, over his home and his backyard barbecue, and they would go around at some point in the celebration. They would go around and read sections of the Constitution. Each would take a part and they'd read the entire Constitution. And I like that idea, and I've been encouraging people ever since I heard about that. In fact, even I think before I even heard that he did this, I was suggesting that these are days that remind us that, to get reconnected, read the Constitution. You're a constitutional attorney, and here we are. We've just come out of 15, 16 months, which is really a constitutional crisis. And, you know, I wonder, John, if you and Nisha have sat down and just thought about all the infractions and attacks on our Constitution that the American people were subjected to during this COVID-19 crisis.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we got a lot of we got involved in a number of cases dealing with people who found themselves, a pastor who was holding his service outside, by the way, with a mask on his cell phone with people in the cars, and the police arrived and said he couldn't do it. It was illegal. We ran into a lot of weird, they were just weird. I mean, they didn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. And what we found was, though, and here's the key, and this is why, you know, when we're talking about Memorial Day and people who stood up, we just said, we wrote a letter and said, either back off or we're going to file a lawsuit, you know, and that's the thing you do. You take stands, and I'm trying to get more people to do that, but you say, read the Constitution, like you say, I run into attorneys who can't tell me what's in the Bill of Rights, essentially. And we need to start teaching it to our kids. That's why we get, you know, we have a Bill of Rights card. Do we want people to put it in their billfold mm-hmm. if they're pulled over by the police in some weird situation and they need to know their rights? They can pull them out. I actually had one guy who called me and said, it works. I said, what do you mean it works? He was on the street corner preaching, holding his Bible. Mm-hmm. Two policemen pulled up and they said, what right do you think you have to say out here, man? He read them the First Amendment from our Bill of Rights card. They went, oh. He said they got in the car, backed up and drove off. He went, it works. I went, oh, good. I'm glad it works.
The power of the truth. Yes, it is. I mean, and this is the thing, and this is what they're trying to do, John. You and I have talked about this before, is the powers to be want to dumb Americans down so that they can control them. This is about a different agenda. The Constitution is antithetical to their direction and their objectives. That is clear. And if you cannot see this, I mean, we may tease and laugh about the woke society, but, you know, these people are serious, like a heart attack. I mean, this is mob rule in a reverse kind of way, because, think of mob rule, you just think, okay, it's a majority of people just coming at you. Mob rule is any number of people, and in this case, it's really a small minority, you know, much like what happened in Germany, where you got, 10% of the fascists controlling 90% of the people. And that's easily done, and that's been done time and again in human history, hasn't it?
And they do it with fear. I mean, people, like I say, I tell people fear builds its own prison walls. You get afraid, you go, I won't do this, I won't do that, I'm afraid. I won't take a stand here, I wouldn't want to get hurt or whatever.
Right.
And I'm telling people, it's the people who said, hey, I'm going to do it because it's the right thing to do. And you're right about, like, people in Nazi Germany, and I've written about it in my books, and I studied Nazi Germany, and I was shocked. I'm shocked at what I see happening here today, because Hitler's chief aide said the way you control people is through fear. One of his top generals was asked, Goering, was asked at the Nuremberg trials. He was under being attacked, questioned by prosecutors. They said, how was it that Nazism got such a tight control over people? His response was, he said, it wasn't Nazism, it was fear. Mm-hmm. He said, it works the same anywhere.
Exactly.
And today people are so full of everything they're getting like that. And I'm just saying, you need to read the facts, folks. You need to get educated. Education precedes action. Know what you're dealing with here and stop being so darn fearful. Stop hiding from everything.
Exactly.
And,
Well, this is the thing, John. We've been so conditioned. I mean, the government has scared the holy what have you out of us. And it's interesting that the Democrats have created this environment, to get, the bottom line was to get Donald Trump out of the White House. Well, they were successful in doing that. The problem is they have no exit plan. It's like, now that we've scared the heck out of everybody, now, they're offering millions of dollars for people to get vaccinated and all this. I mean, this is just out of control here.
Yeah, and Biden's launched this new pre-crime program he has through the Department of Homeland Security, and they're going to be watching everybody, what they're doing, what they're thinking, you're going to find police knocking at your door, and they're going to want, we've had a few cases where people have actually gotten into the issue where all of a sudden, the police have appeared to me. They're very agitated at the door. And I said, because they have all this information on their phone
Yes.
About you. If you own a weapon, Department of Homeland Security does threat assessments on every home in America. If you have a weapon of any kind, you know, it's a red, and a red means that they can do a SWAT team on you. There are 80,000 SWAT team raids occurring in America annually at this point.
That number is amazing. We've got to go to break. We've got more from John Whitehead, founder president of the Rutherford Institute, right after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know,
it's more than a country. It's the people in this country. And look, you can't buy into what the woke narrative is all about and all this bitter divide and, you know, skin color problems and all this. I mean, this is insane. You know, the critical race theory. John, you're a former officer, Army officer, and you've seen what's going on with critical race theory, how it's been infused in the military. We had a situation where, you know, it was just reported last night. We had a police officer who had been doing TikTok videos. And there was a question. Remember when the girl was going to get stabbed and the police officer had to make a decision in nanoseconds, not even seconds, a nanosecond to decide what he was going to do. And he ends up shooting the gal who had the knife, was getting ready to, you know, fillet a victim. And, you know, then LeBron James chimes in and threatens a bounty on police officers. And I thought it was quite interesting. The police officers didn't say anything, but this is all part of this woke culture, right? And so this law enforcement officer is doing these TikTok videos, and he does this bit, like he's talking to LeBron, like he's encountering the situation on the street. And as if he's getting advice from LeBron, you know, a basketball player, on how he should handle a law enforcement crisis. And it was funny. It brought some levity to a serious situation. And anyway, he gets suspended initially, and now they fired him. So I'm sure there will be a lawsuit that will ensue there. But, you know, this is how crazy that it has gotten, is that people are being canceled. You can't say certain things. I mean, you know, you're canceled until you're not. You know, it's like all this COVID stuff. You know, you couldn't talk about COVID. Now even Facebook now is backstepping and going, okay, well, maybe we should let some of this information come through that we've been blocking for the last 16, 17 months, right?
Right. Well, I'm seeing the I grew up in a period and where, you know, a guy named Martin Luther King was saying, bring the races together, stop all this fighting. And basically for a while, America actually came together in a much better situation. But with this new cancel culture idea, I'm seeing everybody dividing now again. And I'm telling people, listen, you're being silly, because how those in power control us, and they do want to control us. That's how, you know, how they live their lives, by making money off of us, is dividing us. Divide exactly. And conquer. It always works the same anywhere. And that's what I'm seeing today. And I'm seeing some really good people come forward, you know, in the media and stuff, saying that, hey, what's happened all of a sudden? Why are we at each other's throats when we didn't used to be that way? Why do we snarl at somebody because of the color of their skin? Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. None of that makes any sense, but I don't think it's just out of nowhere. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it's for whatever reason, starting in 2019, things have gone bananas in this country, and people are totally, I mean, they're just begging for some kind of guidance from some kind of leader now. And
exactly.
Like I say, that's how the people who run political governments have gone to be, you know, we talked about in the last segment here, you know, that they start becoming like Nazis. So, and we're seeing that, by the way, in some of these programs the government's erecting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like you. I keep waiting for a voice that's going to cancel the cancel culture, to be able to stop them in their tracks, because there's too much empirical evidence to demonstrate that what they're selling is a false narrative on its face. You know, here they are trying to say, you know, we're systemically racist and all this. And you look around, you see, gosh, I see TV commercials, you know, people of color on TV commercials. I see mixed marriages that we've never had before. And then, you know, speaking of CRT in the classrooms, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm thinking, what are these kids that are the product of a mixed marriage? And the teachers are telling the kids in the class, hey, black people are good, white people are bad. And so now they go home and they go, hey, Mom, guess what? We found out you're good, Dad's bad. I mean, how are you going to deal with these kids of mixed marriages? This is not any kind of consideration.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense when you sit there and you look at, you know, here we are, you know, LeBron James is making bazillions of dollars, thank you very much, and all the athletes, they couldn't have done that anywhere but in America. And, you know, DeRoy Murdoch has written several columns. He's a Fox News contributor and with the National Review Online. Great articles about, hey, lest we forget, here's all these great people of color that have contributed so much to our history, you know, for hundreds of years here. And we're told that we are systemically racist. This is absurd on its face, and it's laughable. Based on the empirical evidence that tells us clearly it's not. And this is what's happening. People are seeing this for what it is now. And, you know, and I think they're desperate. And it's also why James Carville told the Democrats, hey, you better be careful with this woke branding thing. This is not good. It's not going to play well.
No, and like you say, what are the facts? When I look around now, I see, like you say, on television, how African-Americans, whatever, have come forward. There are many, many places. Things have actually improved. Instead of saying, hey, things are improving. That's good. Let's work toward this dream of us all working together. Like I say, we're at each other's throats all of a sudden. And that, again, that doesn't work. All that works is if the people are not listening. We the people, that's how the Constitution starts, are the government. As long as the government is fighting, there's going to be a deep state or whatever in the background controlling things. And I think they want us fighting each other, by the way.
Yeah. That's just because they're heading to a different end.
Years,
yeah.
I've sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years, and I see how they think. It's all about money and control. And how do you control a populace? You get them at each other's throats over any issue you can get them going at. And now it's the race. But what's going to be next is the question.
Well, the deal is they're not going to give up.
I talk to young kids today. Mm-hmm. They're coming out of school with these ideas, and I probably think, well, have you really thought about carefully what you're saying? Right. You know, they look at me and I say, really, truly, is that true? Mm-hmm. And you give them a few facts, they go, oh, okay. Yeah. But they're getting taught that in schools, too, by the way.
Yeah, they're being indoctrinated. That's the case. There's no critical thinking. And that's the unfortunate thing is the kids are so dumbed down, they don't even know to ask the questions. They don't even know what questions to ask, John.
No. And they're so busy watching their screen devices, and I keep telling them, stop doing that all the time. And get your kids off these teachers. Parents, slow down this stuff, because a lot of stuff coming over that. I've noticed recently, by the way, a lot of the stuff that I've seen out in society is on cell phones, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's all over Facebook, Twitter, and I'm going, this is being slammed, especially young kids, and you're going to have to get them off those cell phones for a while and get them home, get sit down with the family, enjoy each other, become human beings, and stop acting like robots. And that's basically where we're headed, by the way.
Well, without a doubt, we're marching, you know, off. You remember that, what was it, that one commercial that Apple did where they had people just walking over the cliff? This is kind of like what it is. I mean, we're all going over the cliff just and thinking we're all so smart. But yet we're also dumb because we're so ideologically fixed and we've been dumbed down and we're at each other's throats in such a way. This is not the way America works. It's, we never gain when we're divided. That's how they chip away at us. And the long-term goal of these globalists is a one-world government. The Constitution is totally antithetical. And this is why they had to get Donald Trump out. Donald Trump was about America first, and the globalists do not believe that. It's not America first. It's not even America's not even the equation, John.
No. It's not America Day. We're moving toward a global government. It's, in fact, in many ways, it's already here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard of the Confucius Institutes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. In over 40 universities.
The country, universities are teaching Chinese, which are basically totalitarian. I mean, they round people up there routinely and send them off to concentration camps. So we're moving toward that model, I'm afraid, and it's going to be taught to the kids in college especially, and it's going to filter down.
Yeah.
So if you're a parent or an active citizen, I'm saying open your eyes, wake up, and start pushing back on some of this stuff. You can do it at local city council meetings, at your local school boards, and it's all it takes is citizen action to change things, and people are going to have to stop staring at their screen devices and get active in their governments at local level.
As John says, education precedes action. Go to Rutherford.org, RutherfordInstitute.org for more information. He's the founder and president, John Whitehead.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden's decision to stop a President Trump-era State Department investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has two Senate Republicans requesting information on why he would stop the fact-finding process. Senators Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, and Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, wrote a letter to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and President Biden saying, "We write to request information regarding recent reports that President Joe Biden's team shut down an investigation into the origins of the pandemic, which included examining the theory that the virus originated in a lab in Wuhan, China." U.S. House members plan to introduce two bipartisan bills Friday. The first bill, the Made in America Emergency Preparedness Act, would establish a 9/11-style bipartisan commission. The second bill, Never Again International Outbreak Prevention Act, calls for allowing grieving families to sue China by stripping sovereign immunity from it and other countries. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with you, America. Great to have you with us, sharing part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, in 2020, the U.S. experienced a record-smashing 22 weather and climate disasters that killed at least 262 people and injured scores more, including wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, drought, flooding, and heat waves. Each year, disasters leave countless homes destroyed, critical infrastructure compromised, and even entire towns leveled, and millions of lives and livelihoods upended, as you know. Well, on Tuesday, June the 1st, the official start of the 2021 hurricane season, Direct Relief's Thomas Tighe is with us from Puerto Rico to discuss how Americans can make the proper preparations to be ready for any disaster and what steps Direct Relief is taking in communities across America to help prepare. While each disaster is unique, the lessons they can teach are universal, and knowing them can save lives. Thomas, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. Pleasure to be back.
Okay, who's most at risk to hurricanes and other disasters?
Well, I think, you know, we all know who that is. It's the people who are most at risk the day before a hurricane or disaster. I think there's some of us are more vulnerable than others. I think so all the social science shows that the people who are most vulnerable are those who are very young, very old, who have an existing disability or maybe homebound. If you have a low economic situation, you tend to live in substandard housing and in tough areas that are prone to flooding, don't have great infrastructure. So I think it's generally the people who are most at risk in life are the most at risk during emergencies. And it's good to remember that as we get into yet another hurricane season with all the predictions that you mentioned that are very sobering.
Well, Thomas, you've been a proponent of preparation, and I agree with you. You know, as you say, smart preparation is the best defense, right?
Right. Yeah, I think, you know, the tendency is always to look at, you know, what went wrong at the governmental level, and, you know, there's usually a list of things that could have been done better. But, you know, the government cannot do everything, and I think what we can all do is prepare ourselves as best we can and our families so we don't pressurize the government services that are essential for many, and by doing basic things like, you know, directly focuses on health services for people who don't have a lot of options on a good day. So we've seen, tragically, those who really find themselves in crisis are those who are disconnected from their principal source of health services. They don't have their medications where they can manage their chronic conditions like diabetes or hypertension or asthma. And if you don't know what your medications are and you have to flee without them, those are the conditions that put you in the emergency room on every single mass evacuation that we've been encountered with for decades. So what we do is try to preposition it at all the Gulf states, from Virginia to Texas and the Atlantic-facing hurricane-prone areas, preposition the types of materials that we've seen, the absence of which can really cause a complicating factor. But that's at an organizational level, and as what you said, it's important for each of us individually to know for ourselves, our family members, those who rely on us, are close to do the same thing for them too, and to have a plan as best we can. That makes a huge difference that we've seen to avert the need to have, you know, bring in help from outside, although that's often needed as well.
Well, you know, you're exactly right that, you know, outside help has been needed. It's been there. But in certain cases, when you get yourself in a situation, an emergency situation or crisis, and you're waiting on some of these services because they can't get to you, and you get frustrated and think that government should be the be-all and end-all, then we start running into problems here. We've seen this happen time and again. And your warning for self-responsibility is key here. And self-responsibility involves not only the individual, but like you said, the family members, you know, because the family members know that, you know, grandma's taking medication or this is going on, and how is she prepared? And you got to think of, you know, taking care of the whole unit, and the best preparation that you can do is going to make it easier for you on the other side of a crisis, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think, you know, it extends from you know, directly to the supports community-based or nonprofit organizations. Almost exclusively, you know, we work closely and coordinate with government agencies at the state and federal level, but the benefit of being a nonprofit is you can mobilize faster and move a little bit faster, a little bit more nimble. So I think at the community level, it's just really important that you probably each of your listeners probably knows the group that in their town that always shows up, that always is switched on, that is going to be there before, during, and after the next event, because they've always been there. And that's important to recognize going in, and not just to wait for whoever the president might be at the time. Federal government plays an essential role, but those big wheels turn slowly sometimes. So it's got to be, you know, emergencies happen locally. I guess with the exception of COVID, which happened everywhere at the same time, but I think that just the local, from the personal to the community, is essential and always has been.
Well, we're talking with Thomas Tighe, President and CEO of Direct Relief. Hurricane season, reminding everybody, gets underway on Tuesday, June the 1st. And it's all about preparation and getting ahead of the problem. I guess, you know, I like what Wayne Gretzky, you know, when he talked about how great he was as a hockey player, he said that it was because of his anticipation. He didn't look to where the puck was. It was where it was going. And as you say, with today's technology, well, we know what's happening with the hurricanes, how it's moving along. And, we're so much better at getting warnings about hurricanes. And now here we are. We're talking about it early so that we can, adjust a mindset in such a way for preparation. So should a disaster come upon us that, we're better prepared to handle these things. Thomas, explain to us direct relief. What are they doing to help different regions in the country prepare for hurricanes?
So a few things. We focus on health services for people who have chronic challenges obtaining them, right? So we focus on supporting community, nonprofit community health centers and free and charitable clinics that certain people must rely on a good day. And so to make sure that those people who are most vulnerable have access, we pre-position the types of medical essentials from insulin to asthma inhalers to antihypertensive medications before hurricane starts so that if a hurricane does arise, those are readily available locally. So and that goes from Virginia to Texas, from Puerto Rico to Hawaii, where we've seen they're more prone to these types of events. People are dislocated. Sometimes they have to flee rapidly. And so we pre-position those medical essentials. We've also been leaning much more aggressively into resilient power. I think, as you said, we have so much better information, but it all presupposes that you can get it off your phone or TV or radio. So just the availability of power, which goes out, when that goes down, I think, electronic health records are great if you have electricity. So I think we've looked at how to pre-position some resilient power. I'm here in Puerto Rico today, and we've had a number of the community health centers have their own solar systems with battery backup so they can continue functioning. And they, over the past 3.5 years since Maria, they've gone from being almost excluded from the official response to being the key backbone of the vaccination campaign. So that's a little bit of outside philanthropic help combined with all the energy of these local groups has made a huge difference in this new era of COVID, which changed much of the types of response that we're used to seeing, like shelters, which we could not do in the past year and a half as COVID, was keeping us, making that impossible. So I think those evolving changes, as you mentioned, they're getting more frequent, more intense, and it's just good to recognize that and plan accordingly.
Thomas, our nation is known for its charitable heart. We're quick. When things happen, disasters, crises, we run to it, and we're there to support in any which way we can. And direct relief has been a beneficiary. And when people are considering, donating to direct relief or to other outlets, What key things should they be considering when choosing a charity that responds to disasters like direct relief?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, disasters have so many effects and impacts, and they're all important. I mean, there are many people who are concerned about animal rescue. Direct relief does not do that, right? There's environmental degradation and cleanups that happen. There's job losses and infrastructure. So I think the thing that no one can tell you what.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne, CPA, went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, John, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
I just love this song. You know, it just head bobbing and all, and it, you know, as Billy Crystal would say, you just roll in the white man overbite, you know, because whether you can dance or not, if you know how to do the white man overbite and bob your head, you look good. And especially if you have a strobe light on the dance floor, it hides so many mistakes and dysfunctions. Hey, welcome back. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. That's your Arthur Murray dance lesson for the day. I mean, we're into giving you all kinds of stuff because we're givers, and it's all free. Joni DeBrito is with us with Focus on the Family. She's the Director of Parenting and Youth at Focus. Hey, Joni, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning. I love that song.
Don't you? I mean, I dare people not to bob their heads. It's just somehow a natural, cohesive effect on all of us to bob your heads and enjoy.
Feel happy.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, we can feel happy and happier than what we felt in the last 15, 16 months. I mean, it seems like we're starting to see light at the other end of the tunnel, and thank God it's not a train. It seems to be that we are getting clear ways that, you know, masks in some places are reluctantly being taken off. You know, what cracks me up with some of the social statements, you know, maybe the fashion statements were made because, you know, I love how creative women can be with things like masks. You know, because they match their shoes and everything else. It's just brilliant, you know. So I think in most cases it might be hard pressed. I can't throw the mask away. It matches my shoes perfectly. What am I supposed to do, you know? So
maybe
2 years later.
Tie them in their hair or something.
Yeah, they'll come up with that. Hey, good idea, because we can repurpose those masks, right?
That's right. That's right, especially the ones that are really fashionably trendy.
Oh, yeah. Without, I mean, they didn't do much good, actually, but they looked good.
He sure did.
Are we a mess, Joni? I mean, just I mean, this is the thing. I think we're going to need therapy here for all that we've gone through, what this government has put us through, you know, and how much fear. I think it's quite ironic that the very people that created this fear-mongering and everything like that, it's like, okay, how do we stop people from fearing? Oh, let's just give them $1 million to get vaccinated or chocolates or whatever it is, you know, and they'll feel better. It's like, oh my gosh, you guys are such knuckleheads. You know, you created something and you don't know how to get us out of it now.
Hmm.
So yeah, maybe you got some ideas. We need to get the brain trust to focus all together. We'll just pray and get everybody together and come up with some reasonable ideas, like you know, kind of like what we learned from the Bible and even our Constitution echoes, is that hey, look, in God we trust, right?
Uh-huh. You know, I do think that as Christians we really have the opportunity to come together, be together, talk things through. I know that one of the most powerful things for people always is talking and just being honest and open about things that are going on. And honestly, when you get people together who are struggling, often there is strength in numbers. God is among us, of course, when we are together. And it's very powerful to talk through things. And even just hearing that other people have experienced things the same thing way that you have can be very therapeutic, because sometimes people kind of isolate and they start thinking, you know, I must be going crazy. I bet no one else is thinking this. And then you get together with other people in fellowship, which is what we're called to do as Christians, mm-hmm. and you start to learn that pretty much people have very similar thoughts and feelings and experiences, and then there's strength in numbers in terms of coming up with solutions.
Yeah,
and I think
exactly.
A lot of the solution is just getting back together and being together and commiserating and crying together, laughing, you know, making appropriate jokes about what we've been through, and also talking honestly and kind of grieving some of the things that we've had to deal with together.
You're exactly right, Joni. The loneliness factor is so unmeasured. I mean, we've heard certain anecdotal cases. Breaks my heart. I remember hearing of a Canadian woman, 92 years old, and when they declared that they were going to go, on another phase of lockdown, she says, "I'm done," and decided on assisted suicide because she just she could not handle the loneliness anymore.
Right.
It was too much for her to bear. And so, how many other stories in the Naked City like that that we didn't know? And this is the thing, you know, when people are, you know, I see people, you know, in a sense, burning their mask as just a sign of liberation. It's like, yeah, and now we can get back together and talk to people and see your smiles, you know, not have to imagine it through a mask or anything like that. And but still, you know, we got to get through this process a little bit. And I think that, you know, Rachel Maddow, you know, was very transparent and said, you know, she was going to have to rewire her brain and rewire herself to think, you know, thinking of people differently as she sees them on the streets in New York and not think ill of them because they're not wearing a mask anymore. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, you know, that's quite telling, you know, regardless of how you feel about. I mean, she's a fellow citizen. She's made it and she's created in God's image. And this is, you know, again, part of the story in having conversations together. It's pieces of the puzzle all coming together and going, yeah, you too, me, wow, you know, and yeah, I have compassion for you. You know, that's the way you feel.
Right.
That, you know, at a time, I think the opportunity, as you say, that came out of all this is that we realize that how much we need to love one another. And where that is expressed, my goodness, what power, what healing can take place when love, and I'm not talking about the, you know, the fake kind of human love. I'm talking about the love that comes from God. And that's why, you know, as you say, you know, when we're in prayer and God infuses us with his love and it's to overflowing, you know, we can't contain it and it just flows out naturally. It's not anything that has to be manufactured. It's just a natural flow in much the same way that God lets it flow to us, right?
Right. Well, and I think the other thing is that if you think about how confusing this has been for us as adults, think about how confusing it has been for children
exactly.
and how scary it has been for them. I know my granddaughter was supposed to, well, she did start kindergarten this year. She was obviously supposed to go off to school in the fall, and her family chose to keep their children home, mainly because they were all going to have to be masked. They were going to have to sit 6 feet apart. Kindergarten is all about group experiences and holding hands and running around and playing and so forth. And so my granddaughter, in her wisdom as a five-year-old, said, I would be so scared to have to look at my teacher with a mask on. I want to see
my teacher
smile. I want to see her face, which I thought was really good.
5 years old, five years old, she's observing this. Wow.
Yeah, observing that. And so I think as parents, that even compels us more to get out, talk with people, fellowship, deal with the grief, also talk about solutions, because we need to be there for our children and help them figure out how to go through this. And obviously there are some good things that have come out of this. We've seen families actually spending more time together. We've seen a lot of people reporting, hey, we're out, you know, in the yard running around because we need to get that exercise. We don't want to be inside. And my kids are not on the screen as much as they were. Screen time is something that we try to keep at a minimum for kids. And so there are some good things that have come out of this. And that's what we need to do. We need to talk about grieving the losses, but also let's talk about what did go well and how we can continue that stuff post-pandemic.
Well, like one guy said, when he got married, his wife, because he did a lot of work outside of the home, and his wife really, she married somebody who was going to be outside of the home quite a bit. And when she found him being home during the pandemic, this was something that they had to work through on their relationship, you know. So, you know, it's just interesting. I think there's just some fun anecdotal stories about all this stuff because we're just, you know, dealing with this. The other thing about these kids and how they're being affected, and, you know, as if dealing with COVID is not bad enough, we have this inculcation of critical race theory that's being thrust in classrooms today that's disturbing people that I'm sure that you've been talking about as well, Joni. I mean, you know, and I'm going, wait a minute, this is so bizarre right now. You know, when we talk about systemic racism, and we have more mixed marriages than we've ever had, right? And these young kids are being told, well, you know, black is good, white's bad. So now they go home to their mixed marriage family and they go, hey, mom, good news. We found out you're good. Dad's bad. How do you reconcile that? You see, and they're not talking about this on this whole CRT movement. You know, I think there's some natural groundswell reaction to it where people are now taking over. You know, you've got an activism that's taking place where people are going, wait a minute, this is insane. And they're really getting involved in their local communities and in their school districts and double checking on curriculum and what's being taught to these kids. And of course, it's also what is promoting homeschooling numbers, as you write about. And how those are soaring because parents are saying, wait a minute, this is messed up. I mean, I don't want my kid indoctrinated and taught on things that are going to harm them. You know, that's not what I send them to school for.
Yeah, there are so many reasons that a lot of parents are looking at homeschooling. That is one of them, concern over what their children are being taught, of course. But, you know, also they've been through this experiment of having their kids at home and realizing there are some things that come with homeschooling that make it attractive for people, them being able to set their own schedules, them being able to take vacations when they want to take vacations, maybe maximizing dollars that they can travel at times when the costs are not as high and that sort of thing. They can go according to their kids' body clocks. You know, all kids, we all have different body clocks. I'm one of those early morning risers, and I can get more done in about 4 hours in the morning than I can the rest of the day.
I'm with you.
Some people thrive at midnight, you know, and so obviously you're not going to have your kids up at midnight studying, but you can make adjustments and so forth, and you can also choose what you want your children to be taught within all of the required courses that they have to take. So I think there are some people who are making that choice, interestingly enough.
Got to leave it there, Johnny.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated?